Coach, what were your impressions of what you saw out here tonight?
Well, from what I've seen in training camp, you know that this is a really good defense, particularly up front and in the middle. And that showed up again tonight. Very difficult to run. I was hoping I'd see the offense try to challenge the perimeter a little better, but they didn't have much success with that either. What I did like, I thought that the offensive line pass protected very well against the first defense. That was really a positive sign for me on offense.
You're probably not surprised that we got the fireworks going off here at SUNY Cortland. You're probably not surprised that it was such a challenge to get that run game going against this defense.
No, it's not. It's tough as could be. You know, they're loaded up front. And now with the emergence of DeMario Davis, you have David Harris. This is Sheldon Richardson and, of course, Mo, who was one of the best defensive ends in football. That's tough sledding. I liked the fact that, though, the offensive line, really held their own with it. But then, I was hoping to see more perimeter running. That I was a little disappointed in, that I didn't see that. But they pass protected very well. So you know what's going to be tough, almost impossible. You have to find a way. I love the three wide receiver formation with a tight end and Chris Johnson. That isolates the corners, and that's where they hit the big play with Steven for the big gain. So that, to me, is an advantage on offense.
Let's go to the defensive side of the ball. You said they didn't attack too much, obviously, on the perimeter tonight offensively. But you've been out here at practice. What have you seen from the cornerback position?
I think it's the question marks. I think they have big question marks. And then McDougal's been banged up. They haven't had a chance to get him involved. So I still see some question marks there. But I think a lot of that can be helped with a real good pass rush. So I think the onus on the defense is to create, it always is, but more so than ever, a pass rush. Because no one is going to try to run against the Jet defense.
Did you like the addition of Babin? He popped out here tonight.
He made a nice play tonight, and that's the kind of play that you think he can make. So hopefully, it'll be interesting to see him next week against Andrew Luck in that same role.
And lastly, let me ask you, go back to the wide receiver position. How do you think that's going to shake out after Decker and after Curley?
It's really who's, in my opinion, Decker's the number one guy right now. But I kind of look at him more like a 1A. I want to know who number one is. Right now, it's probably Stephen Hill. Will that sustain? It hasn't in the past. If it does, I love Jeremy in the slot. And we've got plenty of good backup guys challenging. But this is where the real question mark's going to come. And we'll try to find out maybe next week.
No surprise at all to you about how they worked the quarterbacks tonight, getting both Geno and Mike Vick snaps at the ones?
It's the first time that I've personally seen Michael Vick go with the first group. I have not seen that. So that was kind of fun to watch that tonight and to see what happened. But yeah, I love his release. He's still got that quick release. He got a lot of zip on the ball. So even though I think Geno is clearly ahead and clearly the guy, Michael Vick is for real and a real challenger.
Coach, we thank you so much for joining us. We had a great environment tonight with the fireworks going on.
Yeah, we can do this. We can do anything.